The Brisbane Broncos have shown what real progress looks like. Mental strength, clarity of vision, and the discipline to stick to the plan. In a world full of outside noise and constant opinions, they've stayed true to their purpose and their process. In this episode, I'll break down what we can all learn from the Broncos' success, how clarity of mission drives consistency, how belief builds resilience, and how staying focused on your why keeps you performing at your best, whether you're leading a team, a business, or your own life. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Quite a performance from the Broncos in the grand final. Actually, quite a performance in the whole final series. Could even take it a step further and how well they've done in a year, considering they came 12th last year, new coach, plenty of reasons not to do well, plenty of pressure, they had plenty of things going during the year, but man, they just peak at the right time. There's a few great lessons to take from that. The first one is just they stuck to their plan. They didn't let the outside noise get in the way, and they just continued to push on with what they knew was right. And they built momentum throughout the year. They reached the really important top four, and then they put in some incredible performances where they had every reason to go away from their plan, but they stuck solid. And it helped, yes, that a couple of their big-name players played it absolutely out of their skin, put in some incredible performances. Payne Haas playing 80 minutes in the qualifying final, and then Reece Walsh just throughout the final series, just ridiculous, and culminating in that unbelievable grand final performance. I've heard people going, oh, sometimes we can get caught up in recency bias, but I just can't see how you can find a better performance than that, because he was good the whole way through. There have been plenty of examples of athletes having 15-minute, 20-minute periods or a half that were really good and really taking hold of a game. 2001, for example, Andrew Johns went berserk in the first half. Even just 2 years ago, Nathan Cleary, 20-minute period, even by his own admission, not fantastic the rest of the game. But just that whole performance from Reece Walsh, unbelievable. Now, they were clearly extremely physically fit, and the much publicised lengths that they went to around the physical fitness. But what was more impressive was the mental strength. The mental strength to stick to the plan when there's plenty going wrong, to continue to push on. This is from the coach, from the players, from the whole place. And they've got a couple of leadership guys there at the moment, one guy in particular that I know that would have had them absolutely primed in that area. They would have had clear targets around their mental game, and they just nailed them. Just nailed them. They would have just been so satisfied as a coach. And if we look at the performance on grand final day, that's not a fluke. It's not like, wow, everything just clicked. That's having a plan, sticking to it, continuing to build momentum, and not getting swayed, not getting pulled off path. I quite enjoyed the fact that there was plenty of people that were, it's their job to come up with stories create drama and that sort of thing, but there were plenty of people that were dismissing Michael Maguire, and I was pretty happy for him. Not that he would care what I think, because we don't even know each other, but what it is, it's a great advertisement for just being true to yourself and true to what you want to do and not letting the outside noise distract you. In a way, he had it fuel him, because he had a few altercations with journalists throughout the year as well. Sometimes things don't all click in one year. And I imagine he would have been wanting to win this year, Maguire, but he would have also had a longer-term plan of what he wanted to put in place for continued success and stuck to it. But how many times do, in general, as a society, we want instant results, so we jump from one thing to the next. And then if you bring it to back to yourself, like, where are you not having that consistency? Where have you avoided having that longer term plan? Where have you got dragged off track? And sure, there will be an element of needing to adapt. It was the case from the Broncos. Again, well publicized. A couple of senior players sat down with the coach and said, we're loving all these parts, but these parts, maybe you need to just soften a little bit. And good on him. He actually listened and he made changes. And that will be the same for you too. But the core and the foundation of what he wanted to achieve, he wouldn't have budged on that because he believes in it. So what is that for you? What is the part from your plan that you believe in that you know that needs to be in place and you know you need to stick to? Have you got it written down? Are you even clear on what it is? When the first time I actually had a written plan, it's amazing what I was able to achieve. And I'm talking like getting to a pretty late point in my life. We're talking like mid-30s, right? Before I actually had a proper plan for my life. I saw something the other day saying, for any problem, half of it is solved once you write it down. Half of it. So have you written down your plan? And also, it's amazing what transpires, what just seems to unfold effortlessly when you have the target written down and you have some semblance of a plan. The more detailed, the better, obviously. And it doesn't mean that you follow the plan exactly, but wheels get set in motion. It taps into you consciously and, importantly, subconsciously. And I'm betting that for the Broncos, they had a very, very clear plan. They had it written. They would have gone over the vision again and again. They would have known exactly what they were wanting to achieve, why it was important, how they were going to go about it. And they would have just reiterated that message again and again. So do you have your plan? Do you know what you're looking to achieve in life? What you want your life to be? Even if you're not thinking it has to be anything grandeur, it still needs to, you still need to know what you're heading towards. Otherwise, you'll just drift on the breeze. And if you're happy to do that, it's fine too. But have a plan. Know why. Know why this plan is so important for you. What you're wanting to achieve is so important. And then get the how. And I'm telling you, it's like magic how things will start to unfold. What will start to open up for you. The opportunities, the synchronicities, the possibilities. You'll meet the right person at the right time. You'll come across something. Someone will be introduced to you. You'll find a solution. You'll hear about some message that you needed to hear. You'll find out about something, like I've had numerous times, like the guy that I've had different family members go to and I've gone to up the road. He's like literally 600 meters from my house. And he's a wizard. He solves all these different health issues that a lot of mainstream doctors haven't been able to. Right under your nose. But that only comes with a plan. Only comes with clarity and only comes with certainty of what you're looking for. And that's when you get results like what the Broncos did. It means that the solutions to your physical struggles will show up. It means that you'll find the mental strength. You'll find the strategies to improve your mental strength. And then importantly, it's about then acting when the different synchronicities, opportunities, possibilities, the things that fall in your lap, you actually act on them, because that's where the results actually happen. That's where the rubber hits the road, as they say. So get riding. When the opportunities come, take them and watch everything transform. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.